So let's settle in, finding a posture that is comfortable and alert. And one that has qualities in it, which I'll be returning to a few times in the meditation, of welcoming and accepting and allowing. So you could start by scanning your body, either systematically from your feet to your head or vice versa, or just letting attention wander through your body and welcoming whatever sensations are occurring there in different places in your body. If there is pain in some part of your body, see if you can maybe soften around it. It can sometimes help to be aware of what is not in pain as a kind of field in which pain is occurring in your body. Breathing often is without pain, so one could be aware of breathing while also feeling physical pain. And as awareness moves through your body, it can leave an easing, a softening, a soothing in its wake. Tension releasing. You can also be aware of your setting, the place where you are, so that you can feel it's okay to let down, to lay down your burdens, you know, relax the bracing, the guarding, the stiffening. To the extent that it's okay. And you might decide that it's completely okay in the place where you are, in the present, to lay those burdens down. If only for glimmers and then longer and longer, see if you can get a sense of what it's like to be completely undefended in the present. And if it's okay for half a second, maybe you can explore that even longer. Open and undefended in the body. you can keep noticing that you're basically okay right now. You can afford to soften the front of your body, opening the heart, relaxing the jaw, the mouth, the eyes. You could even take a moment to look around a little, even behind you, and remind yourself that it's okay to relax your back. To let go of holding back. The great teacher Ajahn Chah said that if you let go a little, you'll have a little peacefulness. If you let go a lot, you'll have a lot of peacefulness. And if you let go completely, you will be completely peaceful, completely at peace. It is supportive of this letting go to be aware that you're okay. You're here, going on being, alive, aware. You can afford to keep letting go. It's all right to keep letting go. Because you're okay in the present. as you rest in the present. Awareness can be more and more open. You could be aware of or imagine a vastness, like the sky is vast, the ocean is vast, space is vast. The universe is really vast, without edges. In the same way, awareness has qualities of vastness, edgelessness, boundlessness, spaciousness. Not trying to make anything up in your mind, more allowing aspects to emerge or recognizing aspects that are already present. Openness, spaciousness. As we meditate, you can let go of passing thoughts and feelings and let your mind increasingly settle so that you can disengage from busyness or planning or stressing and more abide as the space in which occasional thoughts come and go. Steadying the mind and gradually quieting it inviting a growing tranquility in your mind and your body. There could be a shift of identity to explore sometimes as tranquil presence. Your identity resting in spacious awareness, identity starts to shift. If it doesn't, it's okay, but it's a useful exploration to see if there can be a gentle identifying with tranquil presence, spacious awareness. And increasingly, if you're in touch with it, perhaps already, a sense of lovingness arising or present, heartfeltness, heartfulness, without pressure, without grasping, simply inviting or recognizing. A lovingness in the quiet, in the tranquil, spacious presence.